this is Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Bob, our topic today is who should be involved in a positioning process.
Thank you, Robert. Good positioning to do it right, and the most powerful positioning actually is a cross-functional initiative. The way I look at positioning, positioning actually is not a marketing initiative. Positioning actually is a corporate initiative, and it should involve all parts of the company within the positioning process. So typically, when we do positioning, we not only have the marketing exec and the various marketing people that have to operationalize the positioning, but we also include somebody from engineering and products. We include the sales and SEs, very, very important, who's ever in multiple sales cycles. We like to get that viewpoint as well. Business development or alliances, customer support and customer success. It's always great to get a real deep understanding of the customers. And certainly the COO, CEO, CTO are all involved typically in the positioning process.
And when you get these groups together, it's not just executives at times. You can have like key contributors from some of those organizations involved if they have particular knowledge that might help the process, correct?
That is correct. So the way somebody asked me, well, who should be involved? We do these positioning workshops. Who should be involved in the positioning workshop? And I say two types of people. Number one, whoever has to be bought into the positioning needs to be at that workshop. So typically that's at the executive level. It's the executive team has to be bought into the positioning. The second type of person I ask to be involved is who has specific knowledge of customers, sales cycles, or even product, or a particular viewpoint that might be helpful to contribute to the positioning. So we always invite those type of people as well. And the third type of people who has to actually operationalize the positioning. So sometimes that's the PR agency, maybe the campaign people, maybe there's a director of a MarCom or field marketing. So a lot of times we have those representatives within the positioning process as well.
You know, before I get on to the next question, just to clarify here, even though it's a cross-functional initiative, marketing can be the sponsoring point for this and organize it with you in terms of working through this process, even though it's not a marketing initiative per se.
That's correct. Most of our clients, the positioning initiative actually is championed at the board level or at the CEO level, but it is operationalized by the marketing. So actually the marketing organization is the one driving the positioning. But the important thing is they bring us in so marketing can have an equal seat at the table, if you will. And they're not standing up in front of the room trying to drive the process, but they're actually an equal participant in the process.
This is because Firebrick is facilitating the process, and so then they get to be a participant with their colleagues.
That's correct. The companies hire us to actually drive the positioning through the company. And again, generally it's a corporate initiative, generally sponsored by the marketing or executive or organization.
You've mentioned positioning workshop. You've mentioned process. Why don't you just give us a quick overview of what this Firebrick process looks like and just tell us a little bit more about what is the positioning workshop and its part?
Sure. There's a lot of different ways to do positioning. We found after probably positioning over 250 different tech companies and products that our best practice is generally it's a 6 to 8 week process for positioning. Our deliverable at the end of the positioning is a positioning story. So that's a corporate/sales presentation. And second deliverable is a message guide, which is an internal document used by the marketing organization to actually operationalize the positioning through all the channels. The way we do our process is there's a preparation phase, and that helps us, Firebrick, get up to speed on the company, the market. But more importantly, what we do is we interview each of the key executives of the company. We like to interview a lot of the salespeople. We like to interview a number of customers. And that allows us to do a situation assessment to actually determine what are the two or three biggest positioning challenges we need to focus on. It also helps us understand where's the company on the same page or not. We bring that analysis and that assessment into a two-day positioning workshop. And in that two-day positioning workshop, Firebrick facilitates the workshop. We ask that all the key executives of the company be at that workshop.
The people we were talking about before.
That's correct. Yeah. And by the first day of the workshop, we run them through the process. Where's the revenue coming from? Who are their buyer or buyers? What's the problem we can own? What do we want to make the fight about? What's the category look like? What's the competitive landscape? We go away that evening, and then Firebrick comes in the next morning on the second day with some ideas for some storylines. And we spend the subsequent second day beating those storylines up, wrestling to the ground. So by the end of the second day of the workshop, we got, first off, alignment across the entire executive team on the positioning elements.
And well as these individual contributors who have may have participated.
That's correct. Yeah. All participants in the workshop feel a sense of ownership to the positioning. They're all aligned. And secondly, we have a first rough draft of a storyline.
But you're not done.
That's correct. That's the accelerant. What happens is, after the workshop, then, a smaller team, typically led by marketing, will take the next 2 or 3 weeks to actually finalize the story, taking direction from the workshop, obviously, to finalize the story. Once it's finalized, then we typically test it through focus groups. Once the testing's done, we usually adjust the positioning, finalize it, write the messaging, and then hand over the positioning story, presentation, and the message guide for our clients to operationalize. Generally, 6 to 8 weeks process. Sometimes it takes 10, depending upon the number of people and, the review process. But
that's generally what happens.
That's correct.
Bob, thank you very much for giving us a sense of who should be involved in a positioning effort, as well as what the Firebrick process looks like. Join us for other sessions of Differentiate or Die.